Okay, the antennas have now moved to pick up the satellite when it comes over the horizon. I'll now turn up the radio so I can, you'll hear some static, and then we'll eliminate the static once we make contact. NA1SS, W5KA. NA1SS, W5KA.
This is NA1SS, W5KA. How do you read?
Loud and clear. Is that you, Greg?
Yes, it is. Loud and clear. Got you loud and clear. Happy 4th of July.
Okay, very good. This is Ron, W5RK, and I'll now turn it over to the first scout.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Miles Reeves. What I'd like to know is, were you afraid to travel into space?
And hello, happy Independence Day to Scout Pack 304 and Blackland Perry Elementary School. And Miles, thanks for your question. I wasn't really afraid. I was too excited to get up here. NASA is very cautious about how we do everything. There's risk in everything that you do in life, and, you know, we believe the benefits of being here far outweigh the risk.
Good morning. My name is Cameron Martinez. What I'd like to know is, how do you sleep on board the space station with no gravity?
Sleeping up here is really great. Once you get used to it, it's wonderful. It's the best sleep I've ever had. There's no twisting, there's no turning, there's no getting caught up in the sheets. You fall asleep and you just float and you wake up in the same position in the morning. It's really great.
Good morning. My name is Adam Cook. What I'd like to know is, would you go to the moon if you had the opportunity?
You bet. It sure is my dream to go to the moon and to go to Mars. But I think you have a better chance of doing it than me. So I hope you get to go someday.
Good morning. My name is David Mandelbaum. What I'd like to know is, are you weightless all the time in the space station?
We are. We're weightless all the time. We're floating all the time. And zero-G is a lot of fun. Once you get used to it, you feel like Superman. It's really great.
Good morning. My name is Robert Hall, and what I'd like to know is, how much training is required to be an astronaut?
A lot of training. After you get through all your school and many years of schooling and work, and you then become an astronaut, could be many years. For me, 10 years of training, but at least several years to prepare for a mission.
Good morning. My name is Josh Arzola. What I'd like to know is, how does it feel to be so far away from Earth?
No, the most wonderful thing up here is being able to look back at the Earth and to see the whole thing with your own eyes. It's really incredible. You can see exactly how big it is with your own eyes. It's just amazing.
Good morning. My name is Alex Williamson. What I'd like to know is, do you think there's intelligent alien life, and if so, why?
Well, I really hope so. You know, there's so many billions and billions of stars out there, and we already know of hundreds of planets around even just the stars that are nearest to us. I can't imagine that there's not, but I really hope there is.
Excellent. Good morning, sir. This is Captain Rene Martinez with the U.S. Army, Texas Army National Guard. And my question this morning is, what school subjects helped you most in becoming an astronaut?
You know, I think every subject in school helps a little bit, but of course that math and science are definitely the primary ones that help us in this job.
Good morning. My name is Jonathan Howard. What I'd like to know is, what do you do in your spare time in space?
We actually have the ability to make phone calls, sort of like an internet phone. So we get to call our families, and we can do teleconferences with our families once a week. We have movies up here. There's a guitar up here, so we can play some music. There's quite a few things for us to do, actually.
Good morning. My name is Chase Carlson. What I'd like to know is, what suggestions do you have for the kids as they prepare for their future?
You know, I think the main thing is to believe in yourself. You know, what you can believe, you can achieve. And I think if you keep that in mind, you can accomplish any of the goals that you have.
Good morning. My name is Miles Rees. What I'd like to know is, what impact will the shuttle missions have on future space missions?
Well, I think a huge impact because, you know, it's basically, 25 to 30 years of flying the shuttle, and the shuttle's made it possible to build this space station. Everything we already know and have learned about how to work and live in space and how to build things and build equipment that can sustain our lives in space, we've learned from that program. So I think it's the basis for what's going to allow us to go beyond.
Hi, it's Cameron Martinez. I have another question. How do you get privacy on the space station?
Well, this is a really big space station. There's a lot of room up here. For three of us, we can barely find each other half the time. So it's not that difficult, actually. And we also have sleep stations. So in your sleep station is a little private space.
Hi, it's Adam again. My second question is, would you like to go to Mars? And if so, why?
You bet. It was a dream of mine to go to Mars. And, I think Mars has the resources for the future to have a whole human civilization there. And to be able to be there at the beginning of that would be really amazing.
It's me again, David Mandelbaum. Another thing I'd like to know is, how do you feel when you first saw Earth from space?
I think I was completely overwhelmed when I saw it for the first time. It's the most beautiful thing that I ever saw. It's also strange at first when you see it because you're floating, the spaceship you're in is floating, and the Earth is floating, and everything's in different orientations. So it took a while to actually get used to being able to look at it.
Hello, Robert Hall here. My second question is, what fears, if any, have you conquered in space, and how?
No fears, but I think there's a lot to get used to. You have to adapt to being up here, but your body does an amazing job of doing that quickly. I think the thing you have to figure out, though, is all the common things you usually do, like sleeping and eating and going to the bathroom and washing, showering, you have to figure out a new way to do all of these things, because in zero gravity, it's different.
Hi, it's Josh again. My second question is, how are your senses affected in space?
I think the main thing is your sense of balance is initially off. You know, what your eyes tell you and what your vestibular system and your ears tell you, they get confused and are not happy if you turn your head too fast or turn upside down. But after a couple of days, you can do anything. You can fly upside down, you can do somersaults, and you don't get any disorientation anymore. Your body learns how to adapt to that very quickly.
Good morning. My name is Alex Williamson. What I'd like to know is, what high school subjects that you thought would be useless have ended up being valuable?
You know, I think what surprised me is not that something I thought useless is valuable, but that everything that I've ever learned in classes is valuable and has meaning overall to give you background. So, you know, certainly there's some classes that are more important than others to do a job like this, but everything that you study is really helpful for your life.
All right, thank you, sir. Captain Martinez again. My question is, upon your return, would you be able to walk on Earth if you did not exercise in space?
I think it would be quite a while before you could if you didn't exercise. You know, the exercise is really critical to maintaining the muscles that you have in order to function properly back on Earth. You know, adapting to zero gravity is actually pretty easy. It's amazing because we're designed to live on the ground, but we adapt to come up here quite easily. Going back, I think, is actually going to be harder. So the exercise is really important.
Hi, it's Jonathan again. What types of experiments do you conduct on the space station?
We do a lot of experiments up here, you know, both that look back on the Earth and study things to help us back on Earth and other things that help us figure out how to live and work in space and go further. But the range of the science is huge, from, you know, looking down and studying the Earth and pollution and how the Earth is changing because of our effects on the climate and so on, and just how humans are utilizing the Earth and how cities are growing. but also, you know, on board we're studying medicine and biology and chemistry and physics and fluids and a lot of fundamental science, and of course human physiology and how we are adapting to zero gravity and how we can work with zero gravity as we travel further in space.
It's me, Chase, again. Despite your training, was there anything that surprised you in space?
Well, Greg, I guess this is the end. You're probably over the horizon and not hearing a thing I say. But happy 4th of July, and thank you very much. Excellent contact. This is W5KA.